Hallelujah. I know we have folks that are out of town, and some of them told me they're going to be watching today. And I got friends from high school watching today because this is good. You need to hear this because I'm a miracle in front of you right now. Literally, a bona fide miracle. And I got the paperwork to prove it. All right? So let's look at these scriptures. And you notice Melissa made a quote back here before we prayed. You know, there's nothing on my pager. Jerry did. And said, yeah, I'm going to make you learn something today and write it down. You know, you forget about 90% of what you don't write down. Just need to know that. We got a habit of watching YouTube so much that we're crazy just like the people on YouTube are. You need to write things down. It helps you know things that are true. Amen. You need to know that. Sometimes we believe anything. You need to believe what the Word says. Amen. Come on. Need to believe what the Word says, because that's what works. All right? But let's look at these verses here, and I'll get to what we're going to talk about here. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now, when I went to Guadalajara, I've been praying this verse for a couple weeks now. But this is from the Amplified, and we know this verse. We've talked about it before. But look at it with me, with fresh eyes. It says, now to him who, by, in consequence of, the action of His power that is at work where? Everybody say in me. Whose power is in you? God's power. His power. Unto Him we give Him praise because His power is alive on the inside of us. Notice what it says. He's able to what? Carry out His purpose and do terribly for you. That's a nice big word. We need to put that on a t-shirt. Super abundantly. Kind of like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Super abundantly. That's who you are. Amen. He is able to carry out His purpose and do what? Shout it out. Super abundantly. Come on, everybody together. Do what? Super abundantly. Now get this in your heart. Far over and above all that we dare ask or think. I love that word next. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers. I always think about Buzz Lightyear when I see that. To infinity and what? Beyond. All right. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes or dreams. That's in the Bible. Amen. Now unto Him who by in consequence of the action of His power that is at work within us is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes or dreams. Here's from the Living Bible. It says, now glory be to God, who by His mighty power at work, where? Within us. Everybody say, within me. Whose power is at work within you? God's power. Amen. I heard Joe Moore say this once. It's the resurrection power that's at work within you. Scriptures talk about that. That resurrection power is where now? In you, in me. Amen. His mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Man, you can take that right there and make that a daily confession. Now glory be to God who by His mighty power is at work within me. I am able to do far more than I ever would ever dare ask or think because of His power within me. I am moving infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes because glory be to God, His highest power, His mighty power is at work within me. It changed your perspective. Amen. You quit looking like you licked a pine stump, drinking from the dill pickle barrel. Amen. When the voice translation, this is good. Now to the God who can do so many all-inspiring things, immeasurable things. Things greater than we could ever ask or imagine through the power, what? At work in us. This is why your confession is so important. This is why the words that you speak, kind of like the 8mm film you used to watch in science class when you were younger.
This is how you dance that frog.
It's the word on the inside of you that needs to come out of that little stinking trap underneath your nose. You're speaking things most of the time that you don't even have lined up with the scriptures. And you don't realize how much that's affecting every part of your daily life. Your successes and your failures can all be traced back to the words that come out of your mouth. Somebody shout amen besides Eric. Amen. It's the power that's at work on the inside of us that you got to tap into, that you got to begin to speak. You know, for months now, ever since I got my first appointment with Dr. Patty, I was just like, you know, Lord, I believe you are going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. I'm believing for good reports every day. Every day. Now, I'll tell you, there's been a lot of discipline I've had to do. And I stood up here on December the 7th after I came back, and I told you I would be diabetes free. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, ever since then, I've had a discipline and a regimen I've had to do every day. Maria went this time. She's got a discipline and a regimen. Have you finished your drink this morning? Oh, she finished it. But you could probably, she could open it up and go by and smell it. She'll let you smell it. It's a special juice cocktail. But it's really good. She feels good. Amen. She got a good report, too, when we were down there. Amen. And, you know, we went down, but I've been praying this for weeks for me because I needed to get past where I was. And it's been a challenge. But, you know, I want to break this verse down for you for a minute, okay? And I'm going to do it from the Amplified. The first part I want you to notice is now to Him. Now to Him. And you see it in your handout. The first Amplified verse is in your handout at the top. Now to Him. I want you to know something. He is all that matters. He is. Well, I got this and that and this and that. Yeah, but He needs to be first every day. He is all that matters. Jesus needs to be my complete and total focus. Because He is life in me. And He said, life more what? You got to get that on the inside of you. You ought to look at yourself in the mirror and say, thank you, Lord, that the very life of God's in me. Your power's pulsating in my body. Amen. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I speak your word. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Lord, you said in your word that by your stripes I have been, past tense, made whole. And you speak those things and you act like you're somebody. And quit letting the enemy walk all over you and mess up your Cheerio bowl. You speak His word because it's Him who makes all the difference. He is my total and complete focus because Jesus is my life. Is Jesus your life this morning? Yeah. He needs to be your life. I know the doctors tell you things, and I know we go through things. We're always going to hit speed bumps in life. That's okay. But who's still Lord? Jesus is still Lord. Whose word still works? His word still works. Can you shout amen? Amen. Number two in those verses there. Number two, His power is at work where? In me. Say that with me. Say, God's power is at work in me. Who's in you? God is. Jesus is in you. The resurrected power of God is alive on the inside of you. You need to see that. Can you imagine what that power might have looked like in the tomb when Jesus was wrapped in the garments and God rolled the stone away? Can you imagine how much power that was at all at once that came in and brought life back. That same power, that same force is in you now. This is why you're supposed to speak by the power that's on the inside of you. You want to release the resurrection power in your life? You need to release what's on the inside of you. You speak His words. God watches over His word to what? Perform it. He can't do a whole lot of performing if you ain't believing, if you ain't speaking. You want your mountain to move? It's got to move your mouth first. Let me say it again. You want your mountain to move? It better move your mouth first. If it ain't moving your mouth, and you're going to sit there and bellyache, well, God just hadn't seen fit to do it for me. Well, that's okay. You be it unto you as you believed. His word says different from what you just said. You're supposed to be speaking His word, not what you feel. Amen. Have I felt bad? Absolutely. But what do I know is better? His word. What am I going to speak? His word. Because my God does exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that I ask or think by the power that works on the inside of me. You believe that this morning? It's His power at work inside of you. The resurrection power of God. Mighty power is in you. Folks, it's time for you to tap into the flow. You need to open up the valve and let His power flow. You see those reels sometimes on Instagram and Facebook? There was a guy, he's got a bunch of dogs in the house. I was thinking of Wesley Maria. They got all the dogs running around the house. This guy was on a little short step ladder. You know, you got the 6 foot and you got the little, 4 foot, 3 foot ladder? He's up there and he's in an apartment building and there's pipes that are painted to match his ceiling. And I guess he had a drip and he's up there trying to tighten it so the drip stops. Instead of calling maintenance, he's trying to do it himself. And the dogs came running in because they were so happy to see him. And they hit that step ladder. And he grabbed onto the top because he didn't want to fall. He might break an arm or a leg. And you know what that pipe was? It was a sewer line. And he broke the valve. And the whole apartment filled with... you know that was power. It hit his apartment, right? I mean, it flowed like a river. Woo! Make you want to shout. Okay, he laid there on the floor laughing if all that stuff is hitting him on his belly. Oh, it's nasty looking. Listen, that's not the flow you want to tap into. But every time you open your mouth and you're speaking negative things that are contrary to the Bible, be it unto you as you have believed and spoke. I mean, even that one guy in the Gospels, he told Jesus, he said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. He knew what he needed to do. Woman with the issue of blood, if I can just what? Touch the hem of his garment, I will be what? Made whole. If you read the story, she's testified that she suffered many things from many physicians. I can stand before you today and tell you I've suffered many things from many physicians. Oh, but he touched me. See, you need to open up His valve and let His power flow. Say this with me. Say, Jesus is my deliverer. Jesus is my source for all things. Jesus is my healer. Do you believe that today? Say it with me again. Say, Jesus is my healer. Say it again. Jesus is my healer. Amen. Is He your healer today? Amen. You know, the third thing we read in these verses you need to grab hold of. God wants to do mighty things in you. God wants to do mighty things in you. He wants to do mighty things. Why? Because He loves you. He wants to supply all of your needs according to His riches where? In glory is what we read. He's given you all, according to the Scriptures, He's given you all things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness. Right? But you got to talk those things in your life. It needs to be more real to you than Fox News. When we were down there, there was absolutely nothing English on the TV. But they did have Fox News. And for the first time in months, one night, I watched about 2 hours. I was watching one of the funny programs, and it was fun. But after that, I said, I got to turn this off. I got to turn this off. This ain't encouraging me. This is making me mad. So I turned it off, and I got back into reading and just reading and studying things. And you know what? How many of you know God's bigger than whatever is out there? He make you happy all the time. You don't have to drink Kool-Aid to be happy. You got to just get into the Word. Amen. Because He's good. He wants to do what? Mighty things in me. Say that with me. Say, my God wants to do mighty things in me. He's given you how many things? All things that pertain unto life and godliness. Say that. Say, my God has given me all things that pertain unto my life and godliness. Amen. Which brings me to number four. This is so important. Number four, He wants to do super abundantly, far over and above all that you dare to ask or think, infinitely beyond your highest prayers, desires, and thoughts, hopes, or dreams. That'd make a good song. My God wants to do super abundantly, far over the top, and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Can you say amen? Amen. Do y'all believe that today? You need to believe that. Because God is faithful. How many of you know He's faithful? Do you know He's faithful? Amen. Well, you know, let me get into where I want to share with you. And if I get to the six reasons why you should trust God, we may not need to. Because I think what I'm going to tell you is going to encourage you just as much as the Scriptures will, because it's real, man. I'm telling you. Amen. It's real. I know it's real all my life. But I tell you what, when something like this happens, when you've had a death sentence been told you, when I had one doctor tell me, you're going to be on insulin real soon. You're probably going to have dialysis one day. My father had to have shots in his eyes. I mean needle, yay long, going into his eyeball. I know some of you cringing right now. But he had to do that. My aunt had to do that. Both of them went home to be with Jesus. I tell you what, sometimes you got to realize, like the Scripture says, whose report are you going to believe? You need to believe the report of the Lord. I mean, like the one with the issue of blood, I've been to a lot of doctors. And I've always tried to be open and upfront with the congregation, because I remember one lady told me once that's here, said, I love my pastor because you walk with a limp and you're not afraid to tell me about it. And I know you're real. I'm telling you, I go through things just like you. Okay? I have had to deal with diabetes for now. It's been, you looked it up, 17 years. 17 years. One of the doctors I was seeing off Poplar, she's the one that was telling me, you're going to be on insulin next, and really upset me. And I don't even know what A1C is. You know, that's how they measure your three-month whatever, hemoglobin. Am I saying that right, Renee? We're measuring your hemoglobin for 3 months. Kind of gives them a pulse as to where you're at and how they're going to prescribe whatever for you. And they got guidelines for it. They've raised those guidelines for the last 17 years, made it a little bit difficult for diabetes patients to deal with their diet and stuff, because they make it tougher. Plus, the big pharma wants you to take more medicine. And y'all agree with me on that. When you've been a diabetic, certain medications is not good for you. It actually hurts you. Hurts your kidneys. Hurts your body. It gets to where it won't work anymore. Okay? And I was told all sorts of things that I was going to have to deal with. And I got to get to where I was wanting to go. I was told all sorts of things. I put strawberries up there. Those don't look good. Strawberries are on the low glycemic index. I eat those all the time. I like them. Blueberries. Amen. Those look good. I think I'm going to have me a bowl of strawberries tonight. But you know, God wants to do what kind of abundant? Come on, y'all need to know this by now. What kind of abundant? Super abundantly. Amen. Well, you know, I told you back on December the 7th. And let me go back. A year and a half ago, I got a A1C. I get the words reversed. A1C of 11. And when I got that diagnosis, I shuddered a little bit. It's not overcomable, but it was a tough pill to swallow. My metformin medication doubled, and I was at the highest level of metformin you take. Other medications, because of our insurance, my insurance wouldn't pay. Like certain things you see on TV, Ella? She likes to sing. She can sing every one of those drug commercials now. And it's fun to listen to her. But things like Jardiance and the other stuff, you know, they talk about miracle drugs, but they're really not miracle. If you read the side effects, they're not good for you either. But some of my stuff, insurance wouldn't pay for it. Jardiance was going to cost me $1,500 a month. And that was the boat I was in. So I got serious. I changed my doctors, and when I went and saw the new doctor in Somerville, so I didn't like driving down Poplar. It got to be a drudgery to go from Oakland to Midtown. And I decided I'm going to find somebody else. So I found a doctor who I really love. She's super sweet, Dr. Libby. And she said, you know, for your age, you're okay. Came in the first blood test at 8.5. And she goes, you're okay, but you need to bring that down some. If you can do that, we don't have to do anything else. We just keep you going the way you're going. And she told me things I could do. Well, the next time that I saw her, I'd gotten it down to around 6.69 or something like that. And I worked on it. And it wasn't easy. So when Maria told me about going to Guadalajara, this blood doctor, and this gal's world known. She's got her Instagram pages like Hollywood. I mean, I need somebody here at the church that can do that kind of Instagram stuff. Because it was exciting, you know. She talks about all the things she's doing. And I told you when I went last time that I asked her about the reports I'd read from Harvard, the Tokyo doctor, and the doctor in China who had wiped out type 2 diabetes in his province. Wiped it out. Whoever his patients were, and he saw most of them, wiped it out doing these treatments. And found out when I got there the first time that she knows that doctor. She has spoken at conferences with that doctor. Found out that the doctor in Tokyo that's written extensive papers on the treatment, she's best friends with him. The Harvard study about all this is mind-blowing. The stuff they're doing now, they can inject this stuff into your inner ear and cure you from hearing loss. Cheryl Salem had stuff done on her knee. She was getting to where she couldn't walk very well. Now she walks and moves her legs with no problem at all. So it works, okay? Here in the States, it would be $20,000 or more. And that's because of Big Pharma. They want you to stay sick. It's okay if I say these things. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be political. It's just the truth. And I'll tell you this, Robert Kennedy's right. Big time about getting rid of things that have an expiration date. Getting rid of processed food. TV dinners. Those things hurt your body. And anything frozen. I don't want to get into all that right now. But if you come on Monday night, you're going to hear a lot of good stuff about healing, what the Bible says about it. Okay? All right. I won't get into all that right now, but your diet's real important in life. People's sicknesses have magnified since the 40s and 50s. Processed food came on the scene and everybody's health decreased. And we're seeing the end result of that now. And companies are just trying to make money. They're trying to make things where they can make things last longer, go further, and all that. I get it. But in the long run, it's not been good for you as the consumer. Okay? Anyway, Maria introduced me to Dr. Fernandez. That's how we say her name? Patty Fernandez. And she is a blood doctor. She's really good at what she does. We went down there. This is the name of her clinic, Atempo. Is that how it's pronounced? And it says smart aging, but she does all sorts of stuff, treatment for blood. She was doing treatment for Parkinson's disease. She was doing a treatment, and these people were seeing dramatic results. Dramatic results, changes. One person has had renal failure. Renal failure has been reversed. There's been all sorts of stuff that's happening. These treatments are real. They just haven't got popular here in the States yet. They're doing them in Germany. They're doing them in Europe. They're doing them in Japan. They're doing them in China. And they work. Anyway, Maria sent me a video of this guy in a chair giving testimony about his diabetes and how it just changed his whole body. After my first treatment in December, or first week of December, the pain I had in my joints is gone. I mean, it is literally gone, okay? I had all sorts of neck pain, and y'all knew about that. Some of you knew about from C1 to C7, C5, something like that. There's bone spurs, there's been arthritis, and there have been sometimes I stand up here and I'm ready to scream. Pain like you would not imagine. And it's all gone. It is all gone after this treatment I had back that first week of December. Well, I stood here in this pulpit and told you that eventually I will be what? Free from diabetes. Well, I got the blood report from this. Well, the first trip I went down there, my blood report was 6.5. Okay? If you got your phones, go ahead and Google hemoglobin A1C 6.5. You can read what it says. It's not pretty. But it's okay. When I went and saw Dr. Libby the Friday of the before the snow hit, I wanted to go get a blood test done, literally. I needed prescriptions refilled, but I wanted to go get a blood test done because I wanted to see where I was. Because time has gone by since that Wednesday that I had a treatment before December the 7th when I stood up here and told you everything that I had done. And I've been working this diet that helps promote the cell treatment that I had. And Melissa did her best to do the diet with me as well. And we're still doing it. I did go before I went back to Guadalajara and I got to have some Gus's chicken. But I was careful about what I ate. You know, well, they don't want you to do fried foods. But you know, how many of you know Gus's? Oh, my Lord Jesus. I bit in that piece of chicken. I said, Lord, this got to be in heaven. But anyway, I went and saw Dr. Libby, and she did my test. And before I went on this trip, my blood report came in at 5.7. So it was working well. 5.7 on Google, when you look it up, and in the report she gave me said that I was pre-diabetic at this point. Pre-diabetic. Now, my records are going to show that I'm a diabetic, quote unquote. And so this trip, I've been praying that verse, Ephesians 3:20, over and over and over. Thank you, Lord, you do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. I thank you, Lord, that I am free from diabetes. I am whole from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Thank you, Lord. I believe in prayer and medicine, okay? I learned that from Oral Roberts. I believe in the whole man. Yeah, I read up about that. It's really good. But I would pray, Lord, I thank you that through the power of medicine, because Luke was a physician, right? In the Gospels? Yeah. Luke was a physician. And again, woman with the issue of blood suffered many things from many physicians. Doctors have been around for a long time. But I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I know you are able, and I thank you that I am the whole. Lord, I'm obeying what I've been told. I'm obeying your word by speaking it, and I thank you, Lord, I'm whole. And I stood up here and told you I will be free from type 2 diabetes. Yes. Right? Didn't I not say that?
Yes.
Well, I got to read you what I got, because y'all need to rejoice about this. This is powerful. I got this report done on Monday. They came. It's so cool down there. They send the blood doctor, or the blood taker. What do they call them? Thank you. The lobotomist. Phlebotomist. Lobotomist is when they take your brain out, right, and play with it. Oh, just kidding.
So, Pastor, I think they took your brain out and played with it, no?
No, phlebotomist came to our hotel room, and super nice fella, and took our blood, and that was kind of fun. They come to your room, they talk to you, it's real simple. Not heart. Great. Man, the blood they've taken from my body down there, I've not hurt at all. Nobody's bruised me. Nobody's hurt me. How many of you know sometimes you do blood and all that and they bruise the snot out of you? It's just terrible. Bad sticker. Amen. Well, they stuck me pretty good all my life. Well, he did it and he's smooth as silk. I thought, that's all right. And we went out to eat every day. If you go see my pictures on social media, we ate good. My God, that one night I ordered steak medallions. When you think of steak medallions, you think it's going to be about yay thin and cooked medium and kind of laid out on a plate. It's supposed to have fried or grilled tomatoes with it. They come back, and if y'all been to, like we have steaks here on Valentine's Day, you know what kind we cook? I had three of those bad boys stacked together, the big steak knife right in the middle of them. Wesley and me were so blown, Maria was blown away, and we sit there and ate. And ate and ate and ate. Had a good time. But that was after taking the blood. We went and did that. Had a good time. So Wednesday, we get to the office, and everybody's there so sweet. A lot of them speak some form of English, some very well. But again, I had the most wonderful, sweetest interpreter ever. We had a good time. But we went in, and this is on the wall in her office. Y'all read that?
Yeah.
Greatness is in your blood. Y'all ought to remember that. You had a blood transfusion when you got saved.
Amen.
So what's in your blood now? Greatness. That's right. You have greatness inside of you. That's such a powerful spiritual statement. Every time I see that in her office, I just kind of giggle on the inside. Anyway, they hang, and I don't think I have that picture up there, but this is me. Wesley, they have another chair in this room. It's a big room, and you can see it through the windows where Wesley's at there. That's a big mall behind us, like a couple levels. And I told Wesley, he was sitting on a stool. I said, go get in that chair. Ain't nobody here. So he got in it, and it massages you while they stick your arm and they hang two different IV bottles. They want to open your blood vessels, get you well hydrated. And they do a lot of vitamins and stuff are injected in that. And they get you ready. You walk around with your socks on, and you go back in her office, and that's getting you ready for it. And I don't have pictures of being in her office. Anyway, Maria and I are both in this room, and we both, and I got my second one hung, and Dr. Patty comes in, and she looks over at me, and she smiles really big, and she goes, and she said in soft voice, she goes, you're really going to like what I've got to tell you. And I got excited and started crying. And all I could think about was that scripture. And I go, was it good? She goes, I'm not going to tell you. So I finally go back there and I sit down at her desk and she goes, "Well, you have done exceptionally well. I think you're the best patient I've ever had. You have been obedient from everything I told you to do." She goes, "Your blood report compared to last time is just overwhelming." I go, "Well, what is it?" "It came in at 5.2. Can I read you what that means? You ready? An A1C level of 5.2 is considered within the normal, healthy range, indicating good blood sugar. It suggests low risk for diabetes. Takeaway, classification, normal. Interpretation, no action is typically needed to lower blood sugar. This is considered optimal metabolic health. Management of a balanced diet, regular physical activity, so forth. Context, while this is up result is great, it's always best to review it. But basically, A1C ranges for context. Normal is anything below 5.7. Pre-diabetes is 5.7 to 6.4, and diabetes is considered full-blown 6.5 or higher. She told Maria, and oh, I didn't tell you this part yet. I broke down and bawled like a baby. I did. She starts crying. This little gal jumped up from behind her desk. She's about as tall as Maria. And she came over to me, and she grabbed me with both her arms, gave me a big bear hug, and we kind of jumped up and down together. And we had a good moment, and I told her, it came out of my mouth without thinking. I told her, I just want you to know I've been praying Ephesians 3:20. She goes, "Oh, that's right, you're a pastor." And I said, "I've really been believing that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think." She goes, "I've been in agreement with that for all my patients, but especially for you." And she began to tell me, you know, it's so good that patients pray. It's so good that patients do what the Bible say. And we had a really great moment in all that. What was it, Maria, she said to you? She asked you, "Who is James Farmer?"
It's amazing. It's amazing. And her face was like so. She had the biggest smile ever.
Yep.
And I'm like, I almost cried. You know? Yep. I'm like, "Oh my gosh." Like, "Oh, I can't wait to
talk." That was a miracle, folks. I mean, it's an absolute miracle. Amen. Give the Lord a big shout. Amen. Woo! Amen. Everybody asks what stem cells look like. Well, this is the tube. And there's another smaller tube. I had another injection in my pancreas this time. So, well, if you're normal, why did they do another one? She gave me another set of treatments because this is her words, not mine. She goes, "What I'm giving you now will help promote healing for any organs that have been damaged." So she shot me again. She says, "It's going to do more for your joints and everything else, but especially my focus is your kidneys." Everything on this blood report went to the normal range. Everything. Everything. Now, she's going to send me my previous report, and it'll show the negatives all over it. This is all within normal range now. All right? And some of you I showed this to. You know, I wear a meter on my, or what do they call that thing? Thing on your arm measures your blood sugar. I can't remember what it's called now. Anyway, this thing checks every second. And I showed David Hunt and a couple of Wes and Marie. I showed it to him every day where I was at because Wes wouldn't know. He's kind of concerned. It's my dad. And I've been within normal range it's like last, like 2 weeks ago, everything turned all of a sudden. And my blood sugar has been in the normal range, even in the mornings, in the evenings, all day long. It's been amazing. But this thing shows that I've been, on a scale of 1 to 100, I have been in range 98% of the time. That's cool. Amen. Anyway, Patty told me, she goes, I want you to come back again, if you can do that. I said, okay. She goes, I want to monitor this. I want you to keep, and they gave me a list of things I'm still doing. She goes, but I believe, and remember I told you, she says, you'll live to be out past 90. Remember I said that? This time she looked at me and she said, I believe you will no longer have to take medication when you come back. That is a hallelujah good report. Amen. You know, before all this, Melissa will tell you, I had medication out the wazoo. You wouldn't believe how much I had to take. And when we came back from the first trip, I got a banker's box. And I took everything out of my med cabinet, and I put it in that box. And I closed that box, and I went in my office at home, and that box is in the closet. And as soon as I get the word, I'm going to go out in the back, and we're going to have a come-to-Jesus burning party in the backyard. I'm going to burn every one of those things.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm telling you, prayer and medicine work. And it works if you got the right doctor.
Amen.
Somebody cares about you.
Yeah.
Not just out to medicate you.
Yeah. Right.
I believe in helping people, don't get me wrong. And she prescribed some things that I'm still doing. But she's cut the dosages back so much that right now I'm not even close to half of what I was taking for my blood sugar by itself. In fact, my blood pressure was actually normal for the first time in my life. Everything has come to normal range. So I can stand here today and tell you I am free from type 2 diabetes. Amen? Amen. Give the Lord a big shout. Hallelujah. Amen. And I don't mind telling you, I told her I'd send everybody to her. You need to go see a good doctor, she's worth the trip. Worth the trip. All right, I need to pray and let you go. But when we come back after Cheryl and Harry, I'll share with you about 6 reasons why you should trust God.
Yeah.
Okay? I thought I could get to it today, but I can't. So let's pray. Amen. Is that good news for you?
Yeah.
Amen. You know what? I hugged Melissa, I guess Friday. I said, and I just crying. I said, I feel like I got saved all over again. I did. I feel like I got saved all over again. I don't know how to tell you. It's the coolest feeling the doctor tells you you're whole.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ask me. Yep. I just hadn't told anybody that. Renee's shaking her head. She knows. My dad, I think our dad died because of diabetes.
Yeah.
Don't know the exact reason, but I think it damaged things. And he was tired of pushing. I think a lot of adults get to a certain point, they're tired of pushing. But God promises you a long life. Genesis 6, you've been promised 120 years. I've heard preachers preach different things about that, but yeah. I was not looking forward to shots in my eyes. I was not looking forward to be like Dennis Cook and having to give myself shots in the belly a couple times a day with insulin. That is not the good life. That is not a godly life. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. I'm not passing judgment on anybody or condemnation. But God has done better for you and me. And yes, you have to be disciplined about how you live, how you eat. How you eat, you got to be disciplined about how you eat.
Amen.
You need to cut preservatives out of your life. You need to. I know some people, I hear them, I'm just ready to see Jesus. That's great, but God's got a plan for your life. Don't short circuit it too soon. He wants to use you in this generation for your generation. Amen. Well, to do that, you got to obey the word, but you need to obey also, too, the things you know in the natural you need to do to stay healthy. That's what Oral Roberts talked about, the whole man. That's what I wanted to get into for the rest of this. I just don't have time. But God does super abundantly for you, beyond all that you ask or think. You need to apply that to your life. And at Bible study, we'll have one night. We're going to talk about nutrition. I'm just going to share some things. But I asked Renee to come and speak to you about nutrition. And Renee's a trainer of nurses. And she has some strong beliefs about nutrition. And the same things that Dr. Patty's nutritionist has been telling me and Maria. Maria got an outstanding report. She got another treatment. And hers is different than mine, but it's working the same benefits. And I tell you, I'm so glad I did it. Man, I'm so glad I did it. I feel better than I've ever felt before. And as soon, they did a testimonial video of her injecting me, and we're talking back and forth and giving testimony. And when I get that, I'll show it to you. Okay? I am really excited. I feel like a brand new person. I thought it was going to take a year or more to get this done. And to stand here today and testify that I am whole, that's a miracle power of God that works. Amen? Amen. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word. Lord, it's so important that we trust you.